got the Philadelphia Eagles heading to Seattle as 3-point favorites with a total of 47.5. This is Showdown Coverage brought to you by sharpfootballanalysis.com. I'm your host, Adam Wilde, and before we jump over to DraftKings, I want to remind you to use promo code ANGLES, A-N-G-L-E-S, to get 15% off your subscription at sharpfootballanalysis.com. So if you're out of the fantasy playoffs, looking to get into the betting realm, it's a great place to start. Go over to sharpfootballanalysis.com. Subscribe, get your 15% off with promo code ANGLES. Let's jump into the slate. So only 3 points here for the Eagles, who have struggled of late. Seems like a little bit weird, you know, getting the three, not even, I don't know. I feel like it should be 3.5, 4 at worst, but I could have seen anywhere up to 6. So you do have Jalen Hurts questionable, but looks like he's expected to play. Geno Smith is the one you need to worry about more. He has practiced in a limited fashion. I'd say he's about 50-50 right now. If Geno Smith is active, it does change our builds quite a bit. I do trust Geno Smith a good bit more than Drew Lock. You see the prices aren't very different. So for the sake of building here, most lineups, if you want to build with Geno Smith, you could easily all the way up until game time just do a global swap with Drew Lock for Geno Smith if you needed to. So not a big difference there, but I do trust Geno Smith more than Drew Lock. So I personally would be building lineups differently if Geno Smith is active as opposed to if he were sidelined. So we'll start there at the top with Jalen Hurts, 11,400. And then A.J. Brown comes along with him at 11,200. So we see this a lot where the like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are a good example, not so much this year because their offense hasn't really been producing the way they did last year. But last year, you always had an uphill battle because you would have two $12,000 players. Now we have two $11,000 players, so it eats up a lot of your salary when you want to try to build with these two. I would say you kind of have to include Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown if you want to stick to like 4x2s and 5x1s with Philadelphia, which is the approach I'm going to probably take because I think the comfy thing people are going to land on is 3x3s. So just we're going to have to get creative with how we spend the how we use the rest of our salary here. A couple good things that we'll get to at the bottom is that both running backs are 8K or less, so that's pretty helpful. And if you don't want to go with AJ Brown, you do have Devonta Smith, who every single Eagles slate we talk about the fact that Devonta Smith's not going to hit his ceiling as often, but he is capable of those like 150-yard games just like AJ Brown is. So there is a consolation prize if you cannot get to those two. We'll start with the intention of playing Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and just see how difficult it is to build the lineups from there. DK Metcalf next, another group of wide receivers that we always have to talk about. I was proven very, very, very wrong last slate that I wrote up for Seattle. Not really proven wrong. I mean, the point of the matter is DK Metcalf is always much more expensive than Tyler Lockett, but they get similar volume on a pretty regular basis. The problem, or not the problem for some people if you play DK Metcalf, but the problem for those who heed my advice is that DK Metcalf is hitting his ceiling far more often, just like AJ Brown is hitting his ceiling for Devonta Smith far more often. We've seen huge Tyler Lockett games. We've seen a ton of them. And, you know, a few years ago, you were seeing like massive Tyler Lockett games way more often than DK Metcalf. But now the roles have obviously kind of reversed as Tyler Lockett's up there in age. And DK Metcalf is firmly in his prime. So that's going to happen. Now the gap is wider, though. So last showdown slate, DK Metcalf had an absolute monster performance. You see he's going up against one of the worst passing defenses in the league. Now they do have some phenomenal players in the secondary. I mean, Slay is still playing fantastic, but teams are having to pass a lot for them against them, and they're having a lot of success passing. So expect Seattle to pass a ton, regardless of if it's Geno Smith or Drew Lock, and DK Metcalf will probably be the primary benefactor. But if you cannot get to DK Metcalf, especially if you're trying to play Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown, Tyler Lockett's still a fantastic option. He's going to be on the field almost 100% of the time. He's going to get good 7 or 8 targets. So 6,600 is extremely fair. It's pretty low for Tyler Lockett. So let's bring us down to Devontae Smith, who we already kind of talked about. Really high ceiling for Smith. He's just not the primary. He's not the first read for Jalen Hurts. That's usually going to be AJ Brown. But with that comes some extra attention, and that Seattle secondary has some studs as well that are going to really be paying a lot of attention to AJ Brown. He's going to draw a lot of double coverage, a lot of added attention. So could definitely be a Devontae Smith game, and it's just always good. Good practice if you have, if you're in 20 max tournament or anything like that, to just go ahead and be overweight on Devontae Smith, and he will pay you back eventually. If he doesn't get you one game, he will get you an IOU later in the season. So down to Swift and Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker at 7,800 is somebody who I'm going to really, really try to fit into my lineups, especially if Drew Lock is starting. For one, Kenneth Walker can get involved as a receiver. We like dump offs, of course, because that's like, you know, you get four dump offs, you pretty much scored a touchdown, right? And you did nothing. But then the flip side of that is that I feel like it's a little overstated how well Seattle is supposed to do against the run, especially since it's only a 3-point spread and it's in Seattle. So Kenneth Walker has had one of the better workloads in the league, and I don't buy the matchup enough to fade him at 7,800. Honestly, he could be 9,200, just like Drew Lock, and it would be a reasonable price. Earlier in the season, Kenneth Walker was like 10,600. So seeing him down there at 7,800 is just kind of insane. Swift, on the other hand, is more just salary saver, like much less conviction on Swift, but I do want to get to him just because he saves so much salary. He's one of their primary options, like Smith, like AJ Brown, except for he's 1,000 less than Smith, and he's how much, 2,200 or something like that, less than, 2,200 less than AJ Brown. So, I mean, you're not super excited about Swift. You kind of have to go in a different direction. So every Jalen Hurts slate, and I should have started at the top of this because this is the primary decision you have to make. Every slate that the Eagles are projected to win, which is going to be most of them, every one of them except for 49ers, you're expecting to play Jalen Hurts at captain because everything that they do is revolved around him. If you stack him with one receiver or even two receivers, you're just matching the field. You're either going to not stack him at captain, or you're going to triple stack him at captain. Swift fits into both of those. If you want to play Hurts at captain, play Swift in the flex and then play rest Seattle players, that's viable. If you want to play Hurts at captain with Swift, AJ Brown, and someone we'll talk about in a minute, Quez Watkins, for example, you can do that. It fits too because Swift can be utilized as a receiver and he can catch a receiving touchdown just like we saw Jahmyr Gibbs do. They do similar things. Right. So Swift fits into everything and he's a very fair price. So Swift himself is not, I'm not like thrilled or prioritizing Swift, but because of what he does for your builds and allows flexibility to do whatever you want with Jalen Hurts at captain, he fits. And Swift could probably go as captain too. We just haven't seen running backs really hitting at captain very consistently, actually pretty much at all season. So I'd rather go with AJ Brown or Devonta Smith if I'm going away from Jalen Hurts at captain. Tyler Lockett, we already talked about. Dallas Goedert is going to be another option. He's in that weird price range. Another option we like at 6,200. He's in that weird price range. He's just under Tyler Lockett. So he will probably lose a lot of run to Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett will probably be more popular. And he's just 6,000 is always you'll see when you go into building your lineup, 6,000 is always a weird range where you end up having to leave a lot of salary on the table more often than not. And I don't really know why it always works out that way, but it's just, it's awkward. It's always awkward when you get low 6,000s. So especially since JSN is also 5,600. So like you have Dallas Goedert in a weird price range where people will have extra salary to play Tyler Lockett. And if they don't have enough salary for Tyler Lockett, then they'll probably talk themselves into Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who's also a fine option. So Dallas Goedert's a great addition to your Jalen Hurts stacks if you decide to go to the route of playing multiple receivers with Jalen Hurts. JSN at 5,600, obviously the third option for Seattle isn't going to get a ton of opportunity. He's done well with his opportunity at times in the season. His ceiling is, you know, probably 16 points. Okay. So he's not going to be someone you consider for captain, but can he hit value? Can he get you 12 points? Because that's what you're going to need for him to hit value. Yes, absolutely. In a good matchup where he's going to be probably trailing more often than not, where when I think the spread should be higher, and I think the total could even be higher too. JSN is going to have a nice, you know, fair roster percentage. It's not going to be low. He's not flying under the radar or anything, but it's going to be fair, you know, probably 30, 32% maybe. So I like him a lot when I don't want to invest a ton in Seattle, but I want portions of their passing offense. Fantastic way to get to it. Come down to Kenneth Gainwell at 4,400 and then Charbonnet at 4,000. I think that I'm pretty much out on Charbonnet at 4,000 when Kenneth Walker is completely healthy. Charbonnet did fine in his few outings where he was the starter, but not he didn't do enough to like entrench himself as somebody who gets a regular workload. And then Kenneth Gainwell is just really hard. He's someone I love to have exposure to in large field tournaments because his roster percentage is going to be really low because 4,400 is not really fair for him based on what his projection is going to be. But for some reason, the team always wants to go with him. Like he'll get whole series. Last week, he got two whole series in a row just because he had a couple of nice runs. And that could happen at any time. So if you could sprinkle him in, especially lineups where you don't have Swift, I don't think it's a situation where I'd play Swift and Gainwell, because I do think that Gainwell's increased usage comes to the detriment of Swift. But I do like sprinkling Gainwell in just strictly large field tournaments like your 100K entry type stuff. We'll come down here to some of the cheaper guys. We do need to talk about the wide receiver three role for the Eagles because – so Julio Jones and Olamide Zaccheaus were holding it down for a while. So Zaccheaus had the role to himself before Julio Jones got there. Quez Watkins was on IR. Julio Jones came, and then Olamide Zaccheaus and Julio Jones basically split it down the middle. Since Quez Watkins has came back, it seemed as though it's his role, but he needed to work his way back into it. And I thought that last week was going to be when he regained full – because when Quez Watkins was healthy, he was playing 80 to 85% of the snaps. They just liked their three wide receivers, and that's who they rolled with all the time. It was always Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown, Quez Watkins. Quez Watkins would get like 85% of the snaps. I felt like last week is when he was going to finally get all the way back to that, and that was not the case. So maybe there's a wholesale change this year because Zaccheaus did perform very, very well. He had a couple really nice games, actually. So maybe they all earned roles, and maybe the Eagles are comfortable with all three of those rotating in. So if you're playing large field 20 max, you wouldn't want to throw all of your eggs in one basket with Zaccheaus, Jones, or Watkins. I would actually pick like a nice core that you like Jalen Hurts at captain with Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert, and then just rotate through Seattle run backs and rotate through third wide receivers for the Eagles. And that's how I would approach those three. You also have Noah Fant at 2,600, who pretty much hits value every time. It's just never great. Like he's going to score you 8 points. So Noah Fant's an excellent run back option too. I'm sure when we get to build in just a second, we'll probably run back with like Tyler Lockett and Noah Fant and then four Eagles. And Noah Fant will just get you probably 7 points and you'll feel fine about it. I don't know why he's always 2,600. We got Noah Gray. Noah Gray will catch like two passes a game for 8 yards, and you're usually fine with that when he's 1,600. But Noah Gray will get up to like 4,000 at times. And I just don't understand why Noah Fant never gets that same treatment. But he'll probably make value on the 2,600. So if you're playing in smaller field stuff and you just want to make sure you're taking a non-zero, I'm definitely going Fant over any of the three potential wide receiver threes for the Eagles. So let's go ahead and start building this slate. I said we will start with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, but almost certain that we are not going to be able to stick with that because I do want to go with like Kenny Walker, Kenneth Walker, and then we'll have to come down here, go with Noah Fant, and we have 5,600 left per player, and you're just not going to find a lot of Eagles there, but we're going to try Goddard. That's going to leave us with 5,000. That's actually fine. You probably want to go with either the Eagles defense here and leave 500 on the table, or you you'll want to go with like a kicker, but then you're only double stacking Hurts, which I talked about at the beginning, but we'll get that to a second. Jason Meyer, sure. That's a 3x3. We'll go with Jake Elliott. Leave 100 on the table for sake of like a small field build. So Jalen Hurts at captain, AJ Brown, Kenneth Walker, Noah Fant, Dallas Goedert, Jake Elliott. The only thing I don't love about this is that you're only double stacking Hurts. And you probably want to go the defense too. So it's totally fine, but I just feel like I'd rather be triple stacking Jalen Hurts and just hoping for a great passing performance. Otherwise, you're pretty much just playing the chalkiest lineup you can put together. Like, you could probably put that lineup at cash and feel pretty comfortable with it. So Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Kenneth Walker, Noah Fant, Dallas Goedert, and the Eagles. And then one thing that you could do here to fix the problem that I feel like I have is now let's talk large field. So that was a perfectly comfortable small field lineup. Now you want to go to large field. All you have to do is go from Fant to either Zacchaeus Jones or Quez Watkins. So let's just click Zacchaeus for the sake of it. Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Kenneth Walker, Olamide Zacchaeus, Dallas Goedert, Eagles. And the cool thing about this build is you can almost make 20 lineups with just this build, because what you'll do is you'll rotate between the Eagles and Jake Elliott. You could also fit Jason Myers in there if you want to instead of the Eagles at times. You can play Quez Watkins instead of Zacchaeus. You can play Julio Jones instead of Zacchaeus. So you have a lot of different things that you can do with Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Kenneth Walker, Dallas Goedert locked in. And then also to finish out your 20 lineups, you could just swap AJ Brown in for Jalen Hurts at captain and then do the same thing all over again. So you basically have 20 lineups right here, all Eagles 4x2s, all running back Kenneth Walker. If Drew Lock is the starting quarterback, I feel a lot better about having no exposure to their passing offense. I still don't feel great about it, but I do feel a lot better if Drew Lock is the starter. And I go with all Eagles 4x2s with Kenneth Walker as my lone run back. And 5x1s, of course, on slots. And if you're going to go on slots, as I always say, remember, you're going to want to – you don't have to play the Eagles defense if you're going to run an Eagles on slot, but you'd at least want to consider it heavily and try to have a good bit exposure to the Eagles, because if an onslaught's going to hit, the defense is probably going to be, you know, at least scoring or at least getting sacks, getting turnovers, but probably scoring a touchdown as well if an onslaught hits. So keep that in mind as you build your lineups. But that's going to do it for today's showdown coverage, brought to you by sharpfootballanalysis.com, and we will catch y'all next week.